This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. When Whole Foods founder and CEO John Mackey published an opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal earlier this month in which he argued against current health care reform proposals and denied any intrinsic right to health care, he ticked off Will Schoenbrunn. The longtime Sonoma activist wrote an open letter to Whole Foods Market in which he and 24 other signers declared their intention to boycott the grocery chain and, quote, not spend their shopping dollars in a business whose ownership's beliefs run counter to our own. Ben Boyce, director of Sonoma County's Living Wage Coalition, was among the first to sign.
What caught people's attention was his assertion that health care is not an intrinsic right. This cuts against the grain of an evolving moral standard worldwide that health care is a human right. It's not just a market commodity available to those who can afford it.
This is not the only issue involved, however. Boyce notes that Whole Foods ownership also has a history of consistent hostility toward organized labor.
They're as adamant in their own fashion about not permitting unionization as is a Walmart. At its core, Whole Foods is another standard issue, Wall Street consensus corporation that keeps wages low, suppresses unionization, and is actually using their resources to defeat a social good like a national health care policy.
The boycott suggestion quickly went viral, spawning a Facebook page that now has more than 25,000 members and has in turn prompted at least one anti-boycott Facebook page. Georgia Kelly, another of the initial boycott letter signers, thinks one reason the issue has flared up so rapidly lies in the disconnect between the politics of Whole Foods ownership and its customer base.
His demographic is primarily liberal, progressive, and believe in unions, believe in a health care public option or single payer. And this felt like he was thumbing his nose at us. We need to spend our money where we believe it's best spent. And someone like Mackey totally believes in the marketplace. Well, here's the marketplace speaking to him.
Peter Phillips, a co-founder with Schoenbrunn of the short-lived North Bay Progressive newspaper, sees in the boycott an opportunity to redirect consumers to more local and sustainable alternatives.
They have a liberal face, but they're as much a corporate chain as Safeway or any of the other ones in this country. That's a time for progressives and activists in the country to say, no, we're not going to shop at Whole Foods and we're going to go independent and look for other stores that offer the same quality of food.
No demonstrations or other overt protests are planned outside any Whole Foods stores to trumpet the boycott. Its message and impacts, says Ben Boyce, should be entirely economic.
My hope, of course, is that it will put enough of a crimp in their profitability that at the very least, Mr. Mackey will back off using the resources of his corporation to prevent health care reform in this country.
Some local store workers contacted by KRCB acknowledged having conversations with customers about the boycott, but we were referred, unsuccessfully, to a company spokesperson for any official comment, although a media consultant for Whole Foods said she was not aware of the boycott letter. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.